We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1120. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, the audio for the core part of this show isn't perfect, and you'll hear as soon as you start listening to my voice, but I didn't want to let the quality of the answer go by, and I couldn't really get it edited well enough that my voice doesn't sound like it's in a tin can. So my apologies for the quality, but listen to the content. I think it'll be helpful to you, and I do hope you find it helpful. Hope you give the show a great review in Apple Music, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to the show. And I'm just going to remind you that I'm considering a move to another platform. I'll have more information about that over the next few weeks and what that'll entail. So you can continue listening to the show without any interruption. Now, let us get going. And the question for today is, how do you answer this question? How can this organization fit into your career objective? You know, I shake my head because it begs the question of what's the difficulty here, unless, of course, you haven't figured out a career objective. In which case, it's okay to say, I'm not absolutely sure because I'm still sorting that out. And that's a question, that's a way to answer it as a relatively junior person. Because after all, it'd be very easy to say, I want to be in the C-suite one day, and I want to grow up to be President of the United States, and I'm using caricatures here. That's the easy one. But what you can do as a relatively junior person is give the more measured answer and say, I'm still in the learning phase to figure out what I want. Because university pairs me in one way for things, but of course you discover pretty quickly that, you know, corporate life is a little bit different. So I'm still figuring it out. How are you figuring it out becomes a follow-up question that they can engage with. You can see how this can go in a lot of different ways to help you sort it out. It's almost like a mentoring conversation where the mentor is trying to draw out from you information that's useful. But if you're a more experienced person, there's a different way to answer it. And you have to have a career objective. Otherwise, all you're doing is bending the corporate winds and following whatever they're telling you to do. Is that the way you want to live your professional life? Is that how you live the rest of your life too? Or do you have aspirations? Do you have goals? And if you don't, this is the time in life to really figure it out, because you're wasting time. You know, if you rely upon corporations to tell you how to get ahead and how to advance, you're barking up the wrong tree. I'll tell you that right off the bat. So, you know, they're not looking out for you. They're looking out for themselves. Yes, the question, you know, has a couple of layers to it. So, for example, if this is a dead-end job and you have aspirations, well, wouldn't you be happy that they turn you down because it's a dead-end job? Of course you would. It might feel uncomfortable and awkward at the time, but you still have to be happy that they've had the good sense to reject you rather than have you come on board and, you know, kill your career. So think of it, you know, in a holistic perspective. The only right answer is the truth. I want you to hear that one again. The right answer is the truth. And to lay it out in a way that invites a textured response from them. If you turn around and say things along the lines of, I demand that I get this, you know, and have that kind of tone to it, you know, they're going to shoot you down because they're hiring you for a job today and how it can lead to your future. However, if you think about it from your vantage point, the truth is really the best answer that you can give, because you don't want to join a firm that's going to put you senseless. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique. interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.